May your peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. And our opening song then flows with that theme. 253, Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
I'll be praying for the church in America and a great spiritual awakening. Remembering the words of Jesus. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you and consider the promise that was given to Peter, and we know the reality that your church will be built. And it's not even built defensive with the onslaught of the gates of hell. The church on the offense, growing, gaining speed through history and into the future, Lord, as you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And nothing will stop your church from growing. We thank you that you are King and Lord, not only of the church, but of all things. And the day is coming when every knee will bow and tongue will confess that you are Lord. But we thank you that there is no plan B. It is the church. It has been your plan, God, since the beginning, and it's unfolding throughout your history. Lord, it is your story unfolding. We thank you for the church. Lord, we thank you for our church, this expression of, this local expression of the faith that we have here at Crossroads Fellowship. I thank you for those that you've gathered into the flock here, Lord, the various gifts you've given to us for the upbuilding of the body, and all the more to encourage each other as we see the day approaching. I ask that you would continue to hone the gifts in our church, Lord. Those that don't know their part, please help us as elders or as just the family of believers. Make sure everyone knows what their place and part is with their giftings in the church, Lord, that we would all be using our gifts to your glory. Bless our church, Lord. Continue to ingather people into this place. We thank you for the various ministries you've given to us, Lord. And we also thank you that we are not the church alone. We thank you for the church, Lord, the expressions around the Des Moines area of those that call out to you as Lord and Savior. Our brothers and sisters will see in heaven. And not only Des Moines, but all of Iowa, Lord, your church in various parts, various communities, rural and urban, and the nation, Lord. We thank you for the church in this nation. And we know the great impact the church has had in the development of this nation, and even though many would like us to think it's irrelevant now, we know it's not. And we know it's huge. And we know you're working, Lord, but we do pray for your spirit to continue to ignite faith and encourage faith, reawaken faith in your church in this land, Lord. Bless the pulpits that they would be speaking faithfully your word. Forgive us, Lord, for when we haven't, and even now with the temptation towards issues of social justice or equity, Lord. Might we see all applications of your word flowing from your word, but never replace the gospel itself, Lord. Might we be faithful stewards in the pulpit of your word, proclaiming the good news, this old story, new for generation after generation, but not different. So bless the church, Lord, in this nation. Might we be found faithful. Might we be shining lights. Might we not reflect the culture, but might the culture look at the church and say, that's what we want. That's what we need. That's what we're made for. So we do repent, Lord, of how easy it is to follow the culture and not lead the culture. Remind us that this is not our doing. This is not our summoning of direction for the culture, Lord. This is you. This is your spirit at work among a people throughout history. Might we trust you and put no confidence in our flesh, Lord, but trust you and your spirit's leading. So we do pray, Lord, for revival and reform in this nation. I pray for our denomination, the CRC. I pray for the RCA. I pray for all of the denominations that are faithfully seeking after you. Lord, would you bless the church? Be with denominations, Lord, as the battles so often seem to, again, shadow culture. Give us wisdom that we might function together well, Lord. We know Satan would love to tear apart the church, to disable it, to weaken it. But might our eyes be to you, Lord, that we might love one another. Revive the church, we do pray, Lord. We pray this in your name.
Please join me in prayer for our government. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have instituted the government that we have in the United States. We know that you have placed the governing authorities over us. Please soften our hearts so that we are willing to recognize their authority and love them, even though we may not always agree with the decisions they make. There's so much partisanship in this country. Lord, please move the governing authorities towards loving each other and to stop fighting among themselves for the support of their party, but to do what is good and right in your eyes and for the nation. Help us to support your will, Lord, and not worship the stance of a political party. We ask that you be with the president. Help him to govern wisely. Let us be willing to support him, to care for him, to respect his authority. Help him to unite this nation in a way pleasing to you. Please, Lord, also be with our legislative leaders. Bring them together to find common ground that is pleasing to you. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Therefore, I pray for them to be united in righteousness for the sake of the nation. Pour out your spirit on them and make your word known to them. Be with the judicial leaders, the judges and the court officers. Grant them wisdom. Help them to seek justice, to make proper decisions in the cases brought before them. We also want to pray for the state and local governments. Please be with the governor. Many of her decisions will affect us directly. Help her to make godly decisions. We thank you for our state senators and representatives. Help them to have guidable hearts and to serve with a true sense of service. We also pray for our local government. Please support the men and women who work diligently to serve us. Help us to respect them, support them, and honor them for their service. Lord, we ask all these leaders and civil servants to love each other and show it by valuing and respecting each other and work for the common good of our city, state, and nation. Help them to discharge their duties with honesty and ability. We also ask for the safety of the police, fire, and first responders. Please keep them in the palm of your hand and protect them when they have to respond to dangerous situations. Finally, Lord, we ask for prayers for the families of our government leaders. Many times they suffer only because they are a family member of someone in an elected office. Please support them and sustain them. Help them to support those they love. Soften our hearts, Lord, so that we truly care about our government and those workers and leaders who make it work. Help us to truly pray to support them. And when we disagree, help us to pray for the change that you institute through your will rather than our selfish will. All this we ask. Amen.
As we continue in prayer, this is to pray for our military who are facing hard times, dangerous times. Will you join me as we pray for our military? Father, we put on your armor and stand against the forces that are trying to seek to kill, destroy our freedoms. Thank you for the men and women who lay down their lives for the country every day. the conflicts our forces are facing are life and death. Thank you for the military officers who are leading the men. Give them the wisdom to guide their men well and protect their men and their women who are in the service. May they not follow their own knowledge, but may they turn to you for guidance. Give them wisdom as they lead our men and women in the service. Lord, we petition you for a strong military who are willing and able to defend freedom here and abroad. During a time of conflict, protect our military. Give them constant companionship and strength. We pray for their safe return. We pray for our commander-in-chief. Give him wisdom to be wise and skillful in dealing with the issues. We pray for our government leaders. May they be also led by you and to look for peace. We pray for the families to you to provide and protect. During the time of separation and strength, give the families wisdom to cope daily. May you be their source of comfort and peace. Father, we are grateful to those who have given their all, who have given their lives as a last measure. Comfort the family and friends. A special blessing for the children of these men and women. May God provide their needs and provide for them all their and give them strength, I would pray. Father, we are looking forward to the day of no more wars and the earth is at rest. Amen.
Please join me as we pray for the media. Our dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you as the God who spoke the world into being and who communicates with us still today. We give you thanks, Lord, for the gift of communication, the ability to connect with one another in so many different ways, for the tools and the technology available to us today. We live in a world where news and information surround us at every turn, at the touch of a button, at the flick of a switch, or the click of our mouse. The definition of media has expanded beyond what many of us are even able to comprehend. But yet we thank you, Father, for the ability to have such a wealth of knowledge and information available to us. Lord, we ask that you would be with the writers, producers, broadcasters, and journalists, and all who work in this media. We thank you for the many creative skills and technical abilities and for their persistence in seeking after truth. Lord, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, those who are working in the media would know how best to use the remarkable opportunities they have. We ask that, and we thank you for those that are followers of you that have this gift of writing. We pray for the entertainment and decision makers and content creators who need to understand the impact they have on our communities. The values that we and our children are exposed to should be full of goodness and truth, and we pray that the words and pictures we see would bring healing and hope instead of dread and despair. We ask, Lord, that you would guide the hearts and the minds of them, of those working either in the television, on internet news, on radio news. Pray that they would strive to entertain in a way that is good and not disturbing. Guide them, protect them, encourage them in what they are doing. It is through news reports that nations have been moved to bring relief to the suffering, and yet the evening bulletins can also often sicken as they confront us with the worst of human behavior. So we pray for those who work in this media where they are exposed to danger. May they know your protection. When they're uncovering reality that repulses, may they find strength. When seeking truth that others strive to keep hidden, may they find resolve. But yet also, Lord, we pray for them to reach the highest professional standards, especially when budgets are stretched and time is tight and competition is increasing. We pray, Lord, that they resist the temptation to follow the consensus, to jump to easy conclusions and to pander to prejudice or to cut corners. Lord, I ask you to strengthen and direct the will of all who write and shape the coverage of newspapers, television, radio, and magazines. I pray that you would remove those who desire to report anything less than the truth and to be a service to humanity. May you raise up those who are bold to confront evil and injustice, who reject the half-truths that deceive and biased words that corrupt. I ask you to promote those who use their power of words for good and who bring the respect and integrity of character that honors their profession. Lord, I pray for wisdom, honesty, and courage to those who seek your face, and to restore a righteous standard of journalism so that truth might prevail throughout our nation.
I just want to say that I didn't tell Karen this, but when she called, I knew that National Day of Prayer was coming up, and I knew that what she was calling me for. And she's asked me in the past, and I've said no, but I felt like this year I wanted to say yes because I need to pray more, and I need to pray out loud. And then she said, well, there's one topic left, and it's business. And that probably wasn't going to be the one I would choose, but I Googled stuff to get ideas. And then I said, it's crazy that I have to Google to get ideas on how to pray, and that tells me that I don't pray enough for business. And I'm hoping that for others, too, tonight, this is a way to help you pray more, and not just for your family and friends in the church. Pray for the business, pray for the world. Anyway, then I also want to quick read two verses I made note of before I start the prayer. The first is Psalm 112:5. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. And then Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today we pray for business, for our places of work and places we frequent, for local, national, and international business, for businesses that have been around for years, as well as businesses that are just starting out, for in-home businesses and corporate offices, for farms and factories, for brick-and-mortar stores and online retailers, for for-profit and not-for-profit businesses. We pray that your love is seen and heard in each of these businesses, Lord, that you are with all those who contribute to the value of the business, the owners, the managers, employees, suppliers, and customers. Guide those of us who are able to work to a business that gives us the opportunity to use the gifts you have blessed us with for your glory. May our work be prosperous so that we may provide for our families and loved ones. Help us work with cheerful hearts, even when managers, coworkers, and customers are creating chaos at work. Help us find ways to show and share your love in our place of work. We pray for local and national businesses that they may help build up and support their communities, that they might be able to provide goods and services as well as jobs to those in need, and that they might be a light in their communities. We pray for international businesses that they might strengthen and improve relationships with other countries, and if able, may they be used as vessels to help spread your love around the world. We pray for in-home businesses, the brick-and-mortar stores, online retailers, factories, all businesses, that they might flourish, bring new ideas and products that improve the world and bring blessings to many. We pray that your presence is not lost in corporate offices and other large businesses, Lord, that prayer and your word not be forbidden in the workplace, that workers are open and willing to hear the stories we have to tell of your love. Lord, we pray for farms and other agricultural businesses that their harvest may be bountiful, that they continue to put to good use the many wonderful resources you provided when you created this great world. May we always be thankful for those resources. We pray for for-profit businesses that they might use their profits for your glory to provide for and support those in need. We pray for not-for-profit businesses that they might receive the resources necessary, be it workers, suppliers, or finances, to continue to operate and provide their services. Lord, we pray that the leaders of each of these businesses lead with integrity, that they are honest and respectful in their dealings with their employees, their suppliers, and their customers. We pray that they put in place and hold to ethical standards, and that the business decisions they make be guided by your wisdom. We pray, Lord, that the right businesses flourish and bring economic blessing. And Lord, while we pray for our businesses to be prosperous, we also pray that we not become too busy with business. Help us remember that we are working for you and not for men. Help us not put business ahead of time with family. Help us not put business ahead of you. And may we not refuse due to unfinished business, but rather say yes when invited to the wedding banquet. Amen.
Would you join me in praying for education? Almighty God, we ask you to restore honor, integrity, virtue, and peace in American classrooms. We confess Isaiah 54, verse 13. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. We know the educators and the administrators cannot teach and run our schools without you. So we intercede and give thanks for those you have ordained and placed in positions of authority and responsibility in our schools across America. We pray for wisdom and honor to be given to these decision makers. We pray for the right decisions to be made so that all classrooms have the proper resources, that every child has the opportunity to attend school and can learn of your power and glory through their education as you reveal yourself. Lord, we come to you asking your blessing on our school administrators. Thank you that they have answered the call to lead our teachers and schools so that our children might learn in a safe and nurturing environment conducive to academic and personal success. Bless our school administrators with wisdom, integrity, a sense of humor, patience, and the physical and mental energy equal to their tasks. Bless them with strong support from parents, teachers, and the community. Give them insights into each teacher's unique gifts, strengths, and abilities so that they might use each teacher in ways that contribute greatly to the common good. Reward them by allowing them to see the fruits of their labor displayed in the success of their teachers and students. Accept our prayer today as an expression of our gratefulness to you and to them for their dedication in making our schools a central and vital part of our community. We pray for the teachers. We ask your spirit to be upon them so they may witness for you. Whether it be in a Christian school where they have the opportunity to teach directly from the Bible, or at a public school where they have the opportunity to reveal you through your creation. We pray that the teachers will pass on the desire to learn, that the children are excited by your revelation, that your morals and values are taught. And we ask for your help to allow teachers to do their best each day. Give them grace as they help students who aren't thriving, courage to say what needs to be said, tools and knowledge on how and when to speak love, and strength when they feel weak. When they feel unseen, remind them that no moment goes unnoticed. They are shaping the future in 1 million small yet incredibly important ways every day. We are overwhelmed with gratitude for the gift of learning they share with our children. Bless them, Lord, and may they see even just a glimpse of how their faithfulness will forever impact generations to come. We pray for the students. Lord, may your spirit work in them, that they may grow to know you and become servants and stewards of all that you have blessed them with. We pray for safety in our schools, that each and every child can feel safe and is kept safe. We yearn for a society where children do not have to fear bullies. We ask your protection on our children from gossip and bullying. May they know and hear your voice louder than all the others. May they be kind on the playground and in the classrooms work together in unity to care, love, and respect each other. Lord, godly friends are important, and we pray today that you bless our children with those friends. May their friendships be filled with kindness, understanding, and compassionate consideration for one another. May students have a safe home to return to when they leave our schools so they can be encouraged to do their best and find areas where they can excel. Lord, we ask for guidance to those students who are making choices that will impact their future. Whether they are looking into more schooling or their first real job, we pray that your spirit will lead and direct those graduating from school. For those who are still searching, we pray that they would turn to you, that you would be their rock in this time of uncertainty, and that they will know just how much you love them and want them to trust you. Lord, may you sustain them in this time and answer their prayers of direction for their lives. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the redemptive work you are doing in our schools and in the people who run them. The students and teachers are on your heart, and they are on ours too. May your love abound in our schools so they will be a joy, a praise, and a glorious offering of lives lived for you. Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We continue to pray that everyone will know and fear you, God, because of all the goodness, peace, prosperity, security, and stability you have provided. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to begin and end this prayer with scripture. Hear, people of God, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Let's pray. Lord, we acknowledge that your commandments are good and your ways are best. We know that families are one of the most important institutions designed by you as the best way to populate the world, care for and nurture our children, teach them how to be adults, teach them about you, and to bring indescribable joy to us. We celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, birthdays and anniversaries. We attend church together. We enjoy holidays spent together and taking summer vacations together. In all this, we glorify your name. We thank you for our families, for your goodness and for your wisdom. We understand how sin has affected every aspect of your creation and how Satan has taken aim at our families to alienate husbands, wives, and children. Something intended to be so wonderful can inflict such intense pain and cause sadness, anger, and frustration. Forgive us for thinking we know better than you and listening to our own selfish desires instead of your commands. Forgive us for believing we can design a family to be other than father, mother, and children living together in the same household. Forgive us for not keeping our marriages pure and sacred. Forgive us for sacrificing our children on the altar of convenience and materialism. Forgive us for allowing others to raise and teach our children in ways that do not agree with yours. Lord, we pray that you will again bless our families. For those of us looking for spouses, we pray that you will lead us to them. For those of us trying to have children, we pray that we might be fruitful and multiply. For those of us from broken homes and marriages, we pray for healing. For those of us that have lost loved ones, we pray for comfort. For those of us whom you have chosen to remain single, we pray that you will provide fellowship and joy. We pray that our marriages will resemble Christ and his church. We pray that our families will be a shining light to the world, displaying the love and joy that you intended for your children. We pray that you will give wisdom to the world to understand that your intentions for families are best. We pray for your protection for our families. Put a hedge of protection around our marriages and families to keep the devil and evil out. Help us guard our hearts against anything that might come between husbands and wives, between parents and children, and between us and you. For this reason, we kneel before you, Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. We pray that out of your glorious riches you may strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. We pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all your holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness. Now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I'd just like to say a quick word of thanks to Karen for organizing this again. We appreciate the time and energy you put into that. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In the early years of the church after Jesus ascended were tough ones for God's people. Persecution rose against them over and over again. Christians had to live in a Roman society that had no appreciation for their God and no devotion to Jesus Christ, their Lord. In that context, a man named Tertullian wrote a defense of the Christian faith, and in it, he made a statement that has echoed down through the centuries. He wrote, "See how they love one another?" This would be the criteria by which the church could stand up in a culture that opposed it. This would be an echo of their Savior's command, that you love one another. The words that we read and are printed on the bulletin are among those chosen for this year's National Day of Prayer theme. A new commandment I give you, says Jesus. Now, love was not really a new command. Jesus himself had highlighted the two greatest commandments, to love God above all and to love your neighbor as yourself. And those are ancient commands. Love the Lord your God comes from the book of Deuteronomy. Love your neighbor comes from the book of Leviticus. So when Jesus highlighted those two commands, he was not saying something unique for the people of Israel that they had never heard before. And yet he says, "A new command I give you." So what is new here? Well, Jesus himself is new. He raises love to a whole new level. Shortly before this, in John 13, Jesus went around the room with his disciples and washed their feet. Jesus took on a task there that was the responsibility of a servant. None of his disciples wanted to do that, but Jesus did. In doing this, he made it clear that he had come as the ultimate servant to die on the cross to pay for our sins. He lowered himself to the role of the servant, both in that upper room where he washed their feet and later on the cross where he died for us, because he wanted to show how much God loves us. And he ends that part of the story of washing the disciples' feet by saying, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Love does not lord it over others, but it gives in humble service. Love is not about winning, but about giving. And by this, everyone will know we follow Jesus. That is the church's witness in our world. Roy Hattersley was a writer for a British newspaper. He was an outspoken atheist. And in one of his articles, he wrote this: it ought to be possible to live a Christian life without being a Christian. Now, he wrote that after watching the relief effort that followed the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. And he wrote more about that. Notable by their absence were teams from rationalist societies, freethinker clubs, and atheist associations, the sort of people who scoff at religion. And Hattersley concludes that Christians are the ones most likely to take the risks and make the sacrifices to help others. And he adds that this goes beyond disaster relief. He says this: civilized people do not believe that drug abuse and prostitution go against divine ordinance. But those who do are the men and women most willing to change the fetid bandages, replace the sodden sleeping bags, and probably most difficult of all, argue without a trace of impatience that the time has come for some serious medical treatment. And he sums up his thoughts this way: the only possible conclusion is that faith comes with a packet of moral imperatives that make Christians morally superior to atheists like me. So just think a little bit, reflect on how this might bear on the various areas that we have prayed about this evening. In government, how can we pray for more loving words and actions among our elected officials? Do you think that would affect the tone of this upcoming political campaign if the candidates displayed the virtue of Jesus' love? Well, military is not known for taking loving actions against enemies, and yet we hear stories of deep love and loyalty for comrades. And we pray for the day when war will no longer be a part of life, just as we prayed a little bit ago. And then a new creation will enfold us. And maybe somehow, maybe Jesus' command to love enemies may bear fruit in this world. In media and arts, perhaps a love for neighbors can speak a word of encouragement and promote this self-sacrificing love that Jesus calls us to. Certainly the business world could use a dose of love to overcome the competition and sometimes cutthroat methods that are in vogue. In education, could our children be taught the value of love and service that enrich life for everyone? And certainly families that are torn by anger and abuse need the kind of love that Jesus teaches. And that, of course, will require a heart change. Our prayer is that the kingdom of Jesus will grow strong, and that we may reflect this kind of new love that Jesus shows, even though we do it rather feebly. We pray that the world around us may see Jesus' love so that people can see we are his disciples and be attracted to Jesus themselves. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us with this self-sacrificing love. May it be so vivid and real to us that it begins to shape us, to form the patterns of our life and our relationships with those around us. And may that be a witness to those who see us day by day. In this season of the year, Lord, we want to pray for our farmers who are going out to plant their crops. Many of them in the Midwest are struggling with land that has been devastated by floods. They will face challenges this year, but we pray, Lord, that you will provide fruit upon their labors and that what they do may be a kind of labor of love for all those that they serve. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now we're going to sing the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Now, you get to vote on this. We can sing the tune that's in the gray hymnal and go something like, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Or we can go back to the old familiar tune. So, who of you wants to sing the old familiar tune? Raise your hand. Good, okay, good enough. We don't even have to ask for the other one. Let's go ahead.